Michael Garfield is your high-tech Texan, helping you make magic with your gadgets for over 15 years. Powered by Tri-Eagle Energy. Now, the high-tech Texan, Michael Garfield.
Indeed, it is Michael Garfield. Let's go ahead and call me Miguel Garfield, which I'll tell you why in a second. The long-running 18 years I've been doing this for you folks. The phone number, open phone lines in this live show, 713-212-5950. The longest-running radio program here on KPRC-AM, heard across Texas, actually the Southwest United States. And thank you, everyone, for downloading the iHeartRadio app, because you can listen to me around the world. And I'll tell you what, I don't listen to myself a lot, but I was around the world just last week, and I used the iHeartRadio app to kind of listen to me during the breaks. If you didn't follow me on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or hear me talking about it a few weeks ago, I just came back from La Paz, Mexico. That's right, Baja California, the Sea of Cortez, the Gulf of California. You know, I'm telling you what, I take this show to so many places. Over 18 years, we have taken and broadcasted live from mountaintops of Colorado. We have been to how many points in Mexico? I'm going to call it Central Mexico. We've done it from Mazatlan. We've done it from Cancun. We've done it from Puerto Vallarta. We've done it from Dubai. We have done it from Amsterdam. It's my job, people, to tell you and recommend some really neat places to see and to go. It fills my heart. I'm getting verklempt. I really am, that you take my advice. I love getting your photos and your feedback going, hey, Garf, I saw your photos, or remember when you talked about this in your favorite restaurant, or you went skiing or something, and I did it too. And that's why I take it on the road. But La Paz, Mexico, someplace I've never been to. I've been to Cabo several times. We've done the show from Cabo. This is about an hour and a half north of Cabo. So if you're in the Houston area, nonstop flight from Houston to Cabo on Southwest Airlines. We get to Cabo, and we took a car, and we drove about an hour and a half north through the Baja Peninsula, if you will, to La Paz. I wasn't familiar really with La Paz until I got there. I'm now your freaking tour guide, people. I love this place, and specifically, I'm going to tell you where to stay. You've absolutely got to stay. Start booking right now. Puerto Cortes. PUERTACORTES, Puerto Cortes. It is a resort where, yes, you can stay, and it's not so much a hotel. They're condominiums. They're living spaces that many people own. And by the way, you can too. But, you know, if you own these things, you can put them in kind of the vacation rental program, and you can rent these things out for a weekend, a week or month. And the great folks at Puerto Cortes, they wanted me to come down and just take a look, get my thoughts, not only of the whole opportunities to purchase some of these great living spaces on the beautiful waters of the Baja California, the Gulf of California, and the Sea of Cortez, but they wanted me to play golf. And oh, by the way, you know, I'm a golfer. And oh, by the way, Gary Player design course. Anyone? The famous South African? Gary freaking Player designed a course that I haven't played many Gary Player courses. Got to be one of his signature courses. Spectacular, challenging. I could see Gary Player heckling and laughing at some of the holes that, yeah, I'm going to teach all these golfers and duffers who come out on my course how they do it. It was such one of the nicest times in the golf course I ever had. And it's really because it was a nice Saturday morning. The weather was spectacular. And, you know, I've gone to Mexico when it is just doggone nasty hot. Maybe it's the breeze in Baja California, just coming off the Gulf of Cal or the Sea of Cortez. Just spectacular weather right on the shores. So overlooking the water, almost probably about 180 degrees. Wherever you look, you're going to see some water. It was just me. I played a round of golf in about 2.5 hours, which I love. Didn't take the entire day. And it was just, the course was immaculate. I scored pretty well. Probably somewhere around 86 or 88. It could have been more if not for some dangerous holes, like number 14, by the way, which if you read my review, which I'm going to publish soon on my website and my Prime Living website and some of the others I contribute to, it's It's a fun yet challenging course. So if you're a golfer, certainly a neat place to get away for a weekend, take the boys, take the fam for a week, but it's fun. But when you go to Puerto Cortez, it's all encompassing. You don't really need to even leave the property, even though the city is really cool. I did get to venture out one night in the city, great restaurant where you walk up and down, really just kind of this beachside palm tree, just laden, you know, side of the side of the city. It's very nice. It's called the Malecón. They have a lot of shops. They have a lot of restaurants. It's fun. Very safe. And we, I don't know, it was about 2 hours there. We came back to resort and I didn't want to leave the resort. We took a boat ride. It was a great company called Go Baja Sailing. Dude named Captain Mike. You know, La Paz is a great place to be when a dude, Captain Mike, great guy, left Newport Beach, California, and moved lock, stock, and barrel his entire life to La Paz. That says something about La Paz, because I think Newport Beach and SoCal and Orange County, that's, you know, folks, that's my one of my favorite places on earth. Dude just goes to freaking La Paz. That says a lot about it. Saw some flying mantas randomly pop up over the water. Saw sea lions. It's just a neat catamaran. So if you get down there, hey, give me a shout. I'm more than happy to give you the info for Go Baja Sailing. But that's one of the things that we got to do. There's a beach. It was a really neat beach with, you know, it's like a fully stocked bar. You just sign things to your room and they'll bring things, but it's really neat. We stayed in a place called Vista Mar. It's a condominium. I think they got about 60 oceanfront units that look over the Sea of Cortez. And I've got some shots, and I think I posted these things that I am not kidding you. When the sun goes down, because it's you can see the sun go down perfectly. I want to blow up one of my photos and make it like a 10-foot wall painting. It is spectacular. The residents, 8 different floor plans to design from. I stayed in a huge, massive one-bedroom place, full kitchen. The balcony may be the size of my entire house here in the Houston area. Marble tile terrace, just overlooking it. It was great. Square footage starts around 2,600 square feet. It goes well over 5,000 square feet. Prices are going to get you in about $500,000. You can go all the way up to $1.4 million or so. Not a problem for all you listeners out there. I'm going to post the links and I'm more than happy to personally answer your phone calls about this place. And then there's another place, Las Colinas Hillside. That's kind of built in right in the middle of the golf course. I think they have about 72 residences, neat rustic architecture. They run a little less, probably because there's really no direct waterfront view, even though you can see some water. Starting about $400,000 to $750,000. At this point in almost my life, got to get one more kid out of college, you know, you want a second residence. You want a main residence. And I have, you know, I went to Costa Rica last year. There's a lot of neat places. I never really thought about this. I never really thought of La Paz. I really never heard of La Paz. But it's a relatively easy place to get to. Again, nonstop to Cabo. Get a little car. Drive up an hour and a half. Very serene. The people could not have been just more accommodating and just so sweet. They're fantastic. But you can find it. Just go Google Puerto Cortez and La Paz. I know the summer's coming up. You want to get away. Probably, why don't you just book a room, folks, for a weekend, maybe a week or so to get away just to kind of test it. And then you take a tour if you want to buy something. But here's the deal, though. You know how I work. If you end up buying something, you're taking me sometime in the first 6 to 8 months. That's the deal. And you know what? I'll throw in a little something. I will actually take my gear. I will broadcast my radio show from your brand new signature, beautiful condominium that you're owning. See, this is how I roll. It's fun. The sea, the sand, the golf, Puerto Cortez, Baja Peninsula, PUERTACORTES. Google it, folks. And so there is your travel update of the week or two. The summer's coming. I absolutely hope to get out to some more stuff this summer. The goal is to travel every single week. And I think I could do that. We did that. What was it? Was it about 6 or 7 years ago? We had a number of different partners who were helping us fly here and broadcast over there. I mean, I tell you what, I really should be a travel agent. Are there such things? I think Google is our new travel agent right there, but I am here to give you all the skinny on what to do and where to go. It is Michael Garfield. Thank you for tuning in around the world on iHeartRadio. We're going to take a break right now. If not, 713-212-5950. We're going to be right back. Give me some suntan lotion, people. I need to get back out there.